Congress took up the McCain-Feingold campaign finance bill a year ago. Not many observers thought the measure would go far, but it's on the verge of being sent to the White House. The final vote could come as early as today. NPR's Peter Overby reports from the Capitol.
Arizona Republican John McCain and Wisconsin Democrat Russ Feingold got together on this issue in the mid-1990s. Now, after setbacks beyond counting, the latest version of their bill has passed both chambers of Congress, and it's come back before the Senate for one last debate. Feingold brought the measure to the floor yesterday afternoon.
After 6.5 years of work on this bill, and more than a decade of scandals that have threatened the integrity of our legislative process, I do believe that this body is ready to get the job done for the American people. I believe the American people have waited long enough.
But oddly, no senator rushed forward to renew the battle. After all this time, there's not much left to say. And last night, the opposition seemed ready to let the bill go through. They had considered trying to amend the bill. The idea would be to send it off to legislative limbo instead of the White House. But yesterday, they said amendments are unlikely. They considered a filibuster, tie up the Senate with nonstop debate until the bill was withdrawn. It takes a supermajority of 60 votes to stop such a debate. McCain and Feingold never had that before, but they seem to now. Finally, opponents considered a sort of mini-filibuster, in which, even after losing a shutdown vote, they could keep talking for 30 hours. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle called that bluff by ordering up a dozen folding beds, a message that he was ready to keep the Senate in session all night. Texas Republican Phil Graham is one of the bill's most passionate critics. But yesterday, standing outside the Senate chamber, he said he didn't think there would be any more delaying tactics.
I doubt it. I want to have an hour to explain how I feel about it, but I'm not going to ask for any other time. If they've got the votes, they're going to pass it. It's just that simple.
Graham said the only other thing he wants is a test vote to make sure the Democrats can kill a filibuster.
If they have the 60 votes, they're going to be successful. And listening to them, they claim they have them. I assume they do. But they're going to have to have them.
Opponents such as Graham have also been undercut by White House signals that President Bush will sign the bill if it reaches him. So they've stopped contesting the core provisions, provisions that would radically change political fundraising laws for the first time since the 1970s. The bill says national party committees would have to stop raising unregulated contributions from corporations, unions, and the wealthy, the so-called soft money. Special interest groups would have to limit and disclose the money they spend on campaign season TV ads. Last night, one tough bit of bargaining remained. Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell, the bill's most stalwart opponent, has been negotiating with McCain for a few final changes. An item that is described as important to McConnell would ensure that he would be the lead plaintiff in a lawsuit that challenges McCain-Feingold. That's a case that's sure to end up in the Supreme Court, and McConnell has always said he wants his name on it. Yesterday, McConnell outlined a plan for the final debate and votes.
All of which I'm hoping could be done in a few hours. So I'm optimistic that it won't take much of the Senate's time to complete this job.
Even as early as today, he said. Senators had expected a battle over campaign finance that would fill the rest of this week. Now it appears this last act could be quicker and quieter than anyone thought. Peter Overby, NPR News, The Capitol.